The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Catherine Mansfield, born Wellington, New Zealand, 1888, who, in New Zealand, had affairs with men, women, traveled deep into the countryside, lived with the indigenous people of New Zealand, published stories under a variety of pseudonyms, some of which were scandalous, best known for her collection of 1922, The Garden Party. She once wrote a letter to an editor asking for money and said, "I have a rapacious appetite for everything and principles as light as my purse." It's the birthday of the poet Edward Estlin Cummings, E.E. Cummings, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, in 1894. Dwight D. Eisenhower, born in Denison, Texas, 1890. His mother was a pacifist. When he went to West Point, she broke down in tears. But he loved being in the military, training troops. And when he became a general, he loved to smoke and make small talk with soldiers and sleep in the trenches with the privates and travel by jeep near enemy lines and drive the jeep himself. It's the birthday of William Penn, London, 1644, the founder of Pennsylvania, the son of an admiral. Even after he became a Quaker, he still wore splendid clothes and carried his sword to meetings of the Friends. And the birthday of the poet Katha Paulet, born in New York City in 1949, author of The Antarctic Traveler, Subject to Debate, and Learning to Drive, and other life stories. Her parents were activists, and when she went off to Harvard and helped take over the ROTC building, her parents sent her flowers. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled The Poet Goes to Indiana. I'll tell you a half dozen things that happened to me in Indiana when I went that far west to teach. You tell me if it was worth it. I lived in the country with my dog, part of the bargain of coming. And there was a pond with fish from, I think, China. I felt them sometimes against my feet. Also, they crept out of the pond along its edges to eat the grass. I'm not lying. And I saw coyotes, two of them, at dawn, running over the seemingly unenclosed fields. And once a deer, but a buck, thick-necked, leaped into the road just in front of my car, and we both made it home safe. And once the blacksmith came to care for the four horses or the three horses that belonged to the owner of the house, and I bargained with him if I could catch the fourth, he too would have hooves trimmed for the Indiana winter. And apples did it, and a rope over the neck did it, so I won something wonderful. And there was, one morning, an owl flying, oh, pale angel, into the hayloft of a barn. I see it still. And there was once, oh, wonderful, a new horse in the pasture, a tall, slim being. A neighbor was keeping her there. And she put her face against my face, put her muzzle, her nostrils, soft as violets, against my mouth and my nose, and breathed me to see who I was. A long, quiet minutes. Then she stamped feet and whisked tail and danced deliciously into the grass away and came back. She was saying so plainly that I was good or good enough. Such a fine time I had teaching in Indiana. A poem by Mary Oliver, The Poet Goes to Indiana, from The Truro Bear and Other Adventures, Poems and Essays, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Ciccala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.